Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yesterday, we had the story here at WGN Radio about the woman who died after being hit by a Red Line CTA train. It was just tragic. It took your breath away when Steve told it. And when we just talked ever so briefly about it, I thought, I can just see what happens. My guess is the person drops their iPhone in the tracks, and then they think, oh, I can hop down and hop up and get it. And obviously, that's not what happened. Today, I got on the Red Line. And I was sitting there, and at the next stop, more people were getting on. And a young woman had her phone in her hand, and as she was stepping onto my Red Line train, she dropped it in between the train and the tracks. But there's just that thin strip of space between the train and the platform. So she could see that it disappeared down there, but there was no opportunity to reach or jump down there. It was down there, and you couldn't get in. And so she's standing in the doorway as she and her friends are shrieking and gasping and wondering what to do. And then they stepped out from the train back onto the platform, and the train went away. And as we pulled away, I thought, I know what they're about to do. They're about to do what somebody else did this week. One of them's going to hop down there and grab her phone. And they may survive that. But that's probably what that other person thought earlier this week. And I thought, okay, what if somebody does drop their phone or their wallet? Or their book bag. I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot. What are the recourses? Like, because as we were all standing there, I thought, oh, wow, you will not have a phone now. You can never go down there. It's like this endless well. But there's got to be some sort of advice from the CTA, some sort of protocol, procedure. What do you do? Brian Steele is a spokesman for the CTA. Brian, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for your thoughts on this. It's a tragedy that started this conversation and a dilemma for people like the woman I saw today. What advice do you have for people in that situation?
Well, CTA tracks, like railroad tracks everywhere, are places for trains, not people. That seems like a really basic message, but it's something that that's really important to continually remind people about. CTA platforms sit about 4 feet above the ground, and I agree with what you said earlier that I think a lot of people think, oh, I'll just go down there for a moment, pick up my dropped item, and it's easy for me to get back on the platform. And as yesterday's tragedy demonstrated, sometimes it's just not that easy. There's a really easy way, though, to retrieve an item that you lost. Tell the CTA, and we'll get it for you. We actually have an advertising campaign, awareness campaign on our system about this very topic. If somebody drops an item, they can let anyone at CTA know. They can let the customer service assistant at the station. They can let the rail operator. Rail stations have call buttons where you can alert station personnel. They are trained, rail safety trained, to go down onto the tracks, what we call the right-of-way, and retrieve the item. So, yeah, it might take a couple minutes. You might have to wait for the next train, but it's certainly the safest and most recommended way to handle something like that.
Do they stop the oncoming train so your personnel can retrieve the item?
Absolutely. That's why it's important to notify CTA personnel. We can be in contact with our control center, which oversees all of our rail operations, and tell them, hey, we got to go down and pick up a phone on the tracks. Why don't you hold the trains for the 30 seconds or minute that it will take us to do that? So absolutely. That's why we always recommend notifying CTA personnel. Don't think you can do it yourself. Let us take care of it for you.
I'm under the impression that one of those rails is hot, but I'm also under the impression that I don't know what that means, because if I touch that, it's not going to electrocute me, right?
Unfortunately, it will. What you're referring to is the third rail, which delivers the electrical power that powers CTA trains. Now, the third rail is the furthest away from the platform, so it's the farthest away that you can get. But if a person does make contact with that, unfortunately, they can experience just a terrible situation. The electricity that powers our trains is 600 volt direct current power. So unfortunately, it's fatal in most cases. Again, another reason why we encourage people just stay off the tracks. That's not the place for you to be. It's for trains only.
In the instance earlier this week where somebody was hit trying to retrieve something on the red line, do you know the circumstances? Like, was it the way I described, and they went down to get it, and then they literally simply couldn't get back up onto the platform in time?
Essentially, what you described is correct. The person believed that they could retrieve this pretty quickly, went down there, and unfortunately, trains approach a lot more quickly than you may think. CTA trains, obviously, as they're approaching stations, they reduce their speed, but they come into stations pretty quickly, and they can come up on you pretty quickly. And it may look like, oh, that's pretty easy for me to jump down there, but again, that's 4 feet, maybe even a little bit more than 4 feet off the ground. And that train that looks like it's maybe 30 seconds away might be a lot closer than that.
When you think about it, okay, so shoot, my thing is down there. But if I pick up the phone and call or find a CTA employee and say I dropped my item, a train or two later, they'll stop the train and they'll get it for you. It just seems to me like, and again, I don't know anything about the circumstances the other day. I don't even want to talk about that. But going forward, it's sort of like if you're driving down the highway and you're about to miss your exit, and then you make this wild swerve to catch the ramp, and you think, what's the worst that could happen? I'll miss that, but there's another exit. I'll just lose 5 minutes of my day turning around and coming back. It's the same way on a CTA platform. Just tell somebody, and you're going to miss a couple trains, but you'll have your phone and you'll have your life.
That's an excellent analogy, and we agree 100%. Just take a few extra minutes out of your busy schedule, and obviously people have places to go, but let us take care of your issue. We'll get your item back, you'll go on your way, and everyone will be much the better for it.
Sure, appreciate your time today. Brian, if there's something we can do for you down the road, let us know, okay?
I appreciate it. My pleasure.
Brian Steele is a spokesperson for the CTA.